This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The thing about COVID-19 that's driving the markets isn't totally what's going on in China. It's also what's going on everywhere else. More new cases in Iran and Italy and South Korea, to name just the biggest places people are worrying about. Also, the near certain prospect, as we talked about earlier, that it's going to spread elsewhere. In China, though, businesses are trying to start back up after the disruptions of the past month or so. But in the financial capital of Shanghai, things are still far from normal, as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack explains.
To be allowed back into Marketplace's Shanghai bureau, staff had to register with the building management, plus sign a form that says, "We promise to take steps to keep everyone safe from the virus."
Every day we need to measure our temperatures twice and wear a mask at work.
That's our news assistant, Charles Zhang. He set off in the rain to buy thermometers, disinfectant, and face masks. First pharmacy was closed, second one was out of what we needed, third one Charles had more luck at. But only a bit. The pharmacy had thermometers in stock, but not much else. There's still a huge shortage of face masks in the city. At another pharmacy, the staff say customers buy whatever leading Chinese epidemiologists recommend.
75% alcohol is said to be effective for sterilizing, so they're now sold out. Things that can boost the immune system like vitamin C also sell very well.
That's Miss Li, who won't give her full name because she's not authorized to speak to the media. Then she tells Charles to stay at least 3 feet away from her. Everyone is worried about catching the virus. Virus prevention rules vary between neighborhoods. Take Charles's apartment complex. A couple weeks ago, an announcement said only 2 people per household are allowed to go out at any given time, and residents who leave Shanghai will be forced to self-quarantine at home for 14 days when they return. In another part of town, businessman Wang Xiaojian has no such restrictions, but he did change his route to work.
There is a road I take to get to my office every day, but on the first day returning to work, someone stopped me and said the road leads to his village and only residents can use the street. It's a public road. Who gave him the right to block it?
Public uncertainty and fear have put China's government under pressure. People complain it didn't do enough initially to stop the spread of the virus. But in recent weeks, officials have taken care to issue guidance and prevent infection by making sure people don't crowd together. And it's up to residential committees and businesses to figure out the best way to do that. We checked our usual lunch place near the office.
Well, that restaurant was open all throughout the Lunar New Year, but now health officials told them they can only do takeout.
At our office block, everyone must be checked for fever before entering. But the handheld digital thermometers security guards use aren't that accurate. My temperature was in a normal range today, but there are days when I check in at a level indicating hypothermia. And we are required to disinfect the office every day. Our cleaner managed to make it into the office on the first 4 days after we returned to work, but not anymore. A neighborhood committee member says since our cleaner also works at other offices, she could have potentially picked up the virus without knowing. She's no longer allowed in our building. And what about disinfecting our office? Come back next week and check, the committee member says. Maybe the rules will change by then. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.